Well, good morning, church. Wasn't that a beautiful way to start our worship service? Thank you, worship team. Beautiful. Hey, my name is Bonnie Swanson.
And I'm Ryan Langland. Good morning.
Good morning. And we want to welcome you here. Today's going to be a special service. Today is what we are celebrating child dedication. And if you're new here, you picked a good Sunday to come. We would love to connect with you if you would like to. We have someone outside at our info desk that would love to help you just get to know a little bit more about who we are, and we would get to know a little bit more about you. There's a lot going on in our church, and so we want to invite you to pick up a What's Going On flyer, because that will tell you a lot of things that are happening. But one thing I want to talk specifically about, Ryan, is Stephen Ministry. Stephen Ministry is our caring ministry here at Warsaw Community Church. And in the fall, we're going to start a new training of Stephen ministers. And so we would love to encourage you, if you have any questions or if you've ever wondered, what is a Stephen minister? What's their responsibility? How do I get involved? Have some questions answered. On July 20th, we're going to have an informational time of just you asking questions, we giving you information. It's a non-commitment time to come. It's just for you to understand a little bit more about who Stephen Ministry is, and so we invite you to that. But right now, Ryan, I would love for you to share with everyone what's been going on with camp and student ministries.
Yeah, I'm excited to do that. Actually, still have some mosquito bites from a couple weeks ago, and we had a couple dozen leaders and campers out at Camp Lakewood, just kind of official start to the summer for what we do trip-wise and camp-wise. This upcoming week, we've got Jam Camp, which is our K through fourth grade VBS kind of style camp in the evenings that we have here, and our students that are helping are actually moving in here to the church tomorrow night to help out with that. So we're very excited about that. A little bit later in the summer, we have Momentum, which is our annual trip with our high schoolers. And we've got 70-some students
70.
And 20, I think, adults going. A crazy group, but fantastic to see that happen again this year. And then we end summer with Camp with an Impact, our world-famous 5th and 6th grade camp, where we have now almost 100 people registered, 100 campers
That's
registered.
Amazing. How many volunteers?
25, 26, somewhere in that area. Yeah, amazing getting everybody together, going down to Camp Adventure at the end of July. Now, I wanted to mention here to all of you wonderful folks, if you'd like to support that staff crew, interns and counselors, at the table in the back, those main doors there, there's going to be some very bright, beautifully colored cards that you can pick up just to write a note of encouragement to our interns or counselors that they can get during that week of camp. Turn those back into the info center, to the Club 456 room, or one of our Sunlight check-in desks, and they will get that during the week and commit to praying for them. Camp with an Impact is a big deal for us. It requires a lot of work, and they're going to really appreciate that kind of encouragement. And thank you so much for those of you that have given to our scholarship fund. That has kept the price of Momentum and Camp at an accessible point for everyone and provided that above and beyond assistance so that everyone who has a desire to attend those events has been able to go. You have been so generous in your giving to those things, as has been your generosity to all of our programming here at the church. It leads directly to discipleship. I can promise you that.
Absolutely.
What's happening today, Bonnie, with parent-child dedication?
Parent-child dedication. So let me give you a little bit of background on what parent-child dedication is. At Warsaw Community Church, we absolutely believe that children are a gift from God. And with that gift comes great joy and significant responsibilities for these parents.
I can hear the joy over there.
I can hear them too. Yeah. That's the best part. And so it reflects two key roles. What we want to represent today is, first and foremost, the parents' role and then the church's role. And so for the parents, these amazing parents are stepping up and saying publicly that they want to raise their children in a faith-based home, that Jesus Christ is going to be center of their lives, and they're going to do everything within their power to raise their family being faith-based. Now, it won't be perfect, we know that, but yet it is something that they are going to strive for. And the second role is our role as a church. And one of our core what I call it, values here, yeah. sorry, at Warsaw Community Church is authentic relationships. And so with authentic relationships, we have a responsibility as we partake in partnership with these parents in raising their children, in giving them information, walking alongside them, encouraging them, helping teach them the foundational truths of who God is. And that's a part of who our Sunlight team is and our Club 456 and our student ministries. And so I thank Ryan and his team for the work that they do in making sure discipleship is number one a priority with families. And so this is a day that we get to celebrate that as well.
Absolutely.
It is.
Well, we've kept them waiting long enough. Families, come on up here. Bonnie's going to make sure everybody's arranged and looking pretty yep. up here on the stage. In order for child dedication to kind of happen, as a couple times that we have it during the year, we ask that our parents participate in a class. Now, that class is pretty simple. It breaks down a little bit of what God's word says to parents. Specifically, we look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, 4 through 7. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. So this, breaking this down with what God's word says to parents, and then pledging our support as a church and detailing the resources, like Bonnie mentioned, that we want these parents to have for that journey is a really important part of what we want them to know about with, here with WCC. So what we're going to do individually, family by family this morning, is we're going to recognize the child or children being dedicated, share the life verse that their parents have picked out for these children, and then pray for these families. So I'm going to start here with Keegan and Sarah Bruner, and they are dedicating all three of their girls. We have Ella, Chloe, and Lucy looking beautiful this morning. And I want you to hear sort of like the thread of reliance on the Lord in these verses. For Ella, it's Ephesians 2:8. It's by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Chloe's verse is Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lucy's verse, 1 John 4:16. So we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. Let's pray for this family. Lord, thank you for Keegan, Sarah, and the home that they've made for their girls. Make it one with many happy memories and a commitment to overcome challenges together. Thank you that Ella, Chloe, and Lucy will encounter you in their own ways, but they will go through so much of life together. Give this whole family unity and accord for their journey ahead in your name. Amen.
Okay, next we have Dylan and Rachel Craig, and this is James. Isn't he precious, those cheeks? He is 9 months old, and just a little side note, Sarah and Rachel are sisters, and Sarah and Rachel both were raised in Warsaw Community Church, so it's kind of fun seeing the next generation coming up. So this is, again, Rachel and Dylan Craig, and their life verse is James 1:5 for James, and it goes like this: if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So let's go ahead and pray over this family. God, we just thank you for this sweet family and their desire to raise James in a home that loves and honors you. God, may James just grow strong in the Lord, seeking your wisdom all the days of his life. So today we dedicate James and his life to you, and we pray these things in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Next, we have Tim and Kate Hostetler and Genevieve, Gigi. And Tim has great fashion sense, obviously, right? Not just same color. Exact same shirt here. Okay, I gotta keep moving here. Thank you all for your support of the church, student ministries. We owe you a whole bunch of free babysitting at some point along the line here. But Genevieve's life verse that Tim and Kate have picked for her, Isaiah 41, verse 10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let's pray for this family. God, we thank you for the Christian witness of Tim and Kate and how you have blessed them with little Gigi. I pray that they commit her to you like so many have done so in your word, that she may live according to that word and serve others all her life. Bless all here with patience, kindness, and understanding for all their days and changes to come. In your name, amen.
Amen. Okay, next we have the Roberson family. This is Leland and Lauren, and with they're dedicating Layla, who is 8 months old, and with Layla is Sister Leah. And so we welcome you. And just another side note, Lauren is another WCC family that grew up in the church. So this is really fun to see. So Layla's scripture, her life verse is Romans 8:39, and it is, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so let's pray for this sweet family. God, may you just continue to guide and direct Leland and Lauren as they create a home that loves you and seeks after you. Today, we dedicate Layla. May she grow to be strong and courageous. May her faith deepen as she learns nothing can ever separate her from the love of God. So we commit her to you today, and we pray these things in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Jesse and Cassandra Duffney, they have little Rhea. Good morning, Rhea. Looking great today. We're super thankful for Cassandra, her involvement as a volunteer with our early childhood area, and so thankful for Rhea here. And their verse that they've picked as hers, Proverbs 31:25. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. I have a feeling Rhea is going to be ready to laugh at those days because she's ready for them. Thank you so much, parents, for supporting her. So let's pray over this family here. Lord, thank you for the Duffney family. And as they grow, I pray that they grow with you. Give them extra measures of strength and dignity so that they pass it on to Rhea, her friends, all the wonderful people that they are going to encounter. Be as real and important to them as their next breath and make them cornerstones of your church. Thank you for your abundant love to Jesse, Cassandra, Aurora, and now Rhea. In your name, amen.
Okay, next we have Nick and Marissa Gordon, and you might recognize Nick. He is our high school youth pastor, and they are dedicating Amelia, who is 2.5. Hi, Amelia. Hi. And then also Peter, who is 1 year old. They have a combined life verse, and that is Ephesians 3:17-19. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. So we're going to pray over this family. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would just dwell in the hearts of Amelia and Peter's hearts fully, deeply, and daily. Root them and establish them in your love, a love that never fails. Give them the ability to truly grasp how wide, how long, how high, and deep your love is for them. May they be filled with the fullness of God, becoming more like you in every way. We pray these things in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Hi, Amelia. Not yet. Zach and Emily Kaufman are here, I'll say again. So they've been baptized here in the church, and they were here 3 years ago-ish, here with Beckett, and now they're back with Weston. Hi, Weston. Looking great today. They have picked Joshua 1:9 as Weston's verse. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen. Let's pray over this family. Lord, as Zach and Emily have sought to be better disciples of you these past years, as you brought them to WCC, bless their desire to be great parents. Give them strength for this journey and all its ups and downs. I pray that we see Beckett and Weston claim their own faith someday with the guidance of these amazing parents. We'll give you the glory for that. In your name, amen.
Okay, next we have the Logan family. Okay, this precious family is Ben and Abby. Ben is the Habitat for Humanity director. They are dedicating Daniel, who is 2, and Luis, who is just 3 weeks, might be our youngest one yet. So anyways, their life scriptures are this. For Daniel, it is Daniel 2, 26 and 27. People are to be to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, and he who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions. And then Luis is from Psalms. For who is God but the Lord, and who is a rock except our God, the God who equipped me with the strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great. Let's pray for this family. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the precious gift of Daniel and Luis. We know that every child is fearfully and wonderfully made, created in your image and deeply loved. Today we dedicate them to you. We ask that you would watch over them, protect them, and draw them close to you. Your heart from an early age, may they grow in wisdom and in stature. And we pray these things in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. We are almost done, I promise. We're getting there. Okay. We have the Stouter family. It's all right. Isaiah and Audrey are here to dedicate Jalen. Good morning, Jalen. Now, the Stouters have been wonderful, connected faces here with our congregation. And so they've picked Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, one of my favorite passages here, as Jalen's verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Amen to that. Let's pray for this family. God bless the Stouter family with years of joy and blessing. Even if there are tough, sad days, make them stronger through it as they find strength in you. Give them big moments with Jalen and great little ones as well when faith is shared in real ways. Make Jalen your disciple and the family an example of the goodness of the gospel. In your name, amen. So parents, now that we've introduced y'all, this is your hard part, your response here to the question we want to give you that we've talked about in our parent-child dedication classes here. Parents, will you commit to a deeper personal relationship with Christ and to being spiritual leaders, making your home a place where Christ is known and proclaimed? If so, answer, I do.
Okay, so now it's our church's responsibility. So if you all would please stand with me. Yay! So I'm going to ask you a question, and if so, you're going to answer, I do. So here's the question. Do you commit to being a church that will love, encourage, and guide these parents as they grow deeper in their faith and share the hope of the gospel with their children? Will you walk alongside each of these children as they come to experience and know Christ? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Wonderful. You may be seated. Okay, we are about to watch a short little video that we thought would summarize, give you a little bit more information on who these parents are. You're going to get to see their hearts, as well as you're going to get to see some interactions with our Sunlight and Club 456 teams, which are led by staff and volunteer. And our hope is that when you see this video, you'll see that these two are coming together and that they are celebrating and just working to help share the faith, you know, with their children. So with that, we're going to start the video.
Forward to Genevieve and our family being able to have a community of children who are learning to grow and love God as well. and a church that's full of young, growing families.
I think what we're most looking forward to is just our children being surrounded by community of other believers, other children who are going to walk alongside them and support them through the good times and the bad.
For the most part, just being able to be poured into by other Christians, especially those that have been walking in their faith, and to have those other mentors in their life other than us, because it takes a whole community.
Well, we look forward to our children just growing up in this Christ-centered community, one that we've really come to enjoy, and seeing them get involved with the church outside of these walls as well.
I think we just really look forward to Jalen just getting poured into by our growth group and people in Sunlight, and just really growing to love this community that we've grown to love.
I think just watching him grow and learn about God's love.
I am looking forward to my girls growing in the Sunlight program. That's what I went through growing up, and I'm excited for them to be able to experience it and grow in their relationship in Christ through Sunlight.
That she would come to know and love Jesus Christ with all of her heart.
The dreams that we look forward to for them, just to be good citizens in life, to be leaders, lead by example.
I would love to see them know the fullness of God and see that be modeled out in their life and the way that they live and what God calls them into. That would be my dream for them, whatever that looks like.
Really that it doesn't stop at dedication, that it goes all the way to salvation and baptism. Whatever timing that may be, we just trust God with that. But we look forward to them growing in their faith and us alongside of them.
Just that you would love Christ and just truly realize the blessing that salvation is, that the hope that we have through Christ.
Just to use those core values and grow up to be hardworking and kind to everybody.
My dreams for both of my girls growing up is that they grow in their relationship with Christ, and I hope that my girls use up all of their potential.
Well, we take that charge to partner with parents very seriously here in Sunlight, and we're looking forward to providing those resources and those experiences on down the road with y'all. Thank you so much for letting us share in that moment with you. Thank you to Lucas Meyer, Alex Anderson, Aaron Pena for putting this video together, for Becky Kip Hart, who puts together so many of those details for parent-child dedication. We're thankful again for the volunteers that we have that make all of this programming happen, and for you as the congregation that support each and every one of us within these walls to see this discipleship take shape. There's purpose behind all of this, and I want to pray together not only for being of one mind and unified in providing that discipleship, but also for the message about difference makers that Todd's going to give us. Would you bow your heads with me? Lord, we give you thanks for the gift of family, a place where you are known and shared as your people grow together. Thank you that this happens in your church as well. In both, God, may your story be shared with regularity, intentionality, and priority. Thank you for the difference makers, weak, imperfect, impatient people who say, with as much as I can do and give, I want your goodness shown and gospel declared. We're going to need strength and unity for that, so we ask for that now.
Yes.
In your name, amen.
Well, good morning. How many of you thought I missed my cue? Like I did. Wow, it's a little unnerving. That never happened, so I don't know why you would think that, but isn't it great to get to see that and what that represents? So when we think about being a difference maker, we've committed to praying for those parents, because they're going to be the primary difference maker in the lives of those kids. And for all of you that have kids still at home, and maybe even older, you are still a difference maker. And you're the primary one for so many years. So I want to talk a little bit about that. But we did something together, and I think most of us, when we were asked if we would be a part, that we'd partner with these parents. Now, these parents don't partner with us. God clearly has designed the family, a mother and father, raising their children. They have the primary responsibility, but we get to partner with them. So most of us said we would do that. I do. So let me ask you, how are you going to do that? By praying? Certainly. Are there other ways? I mean, we just committed to those young families that we'll be there for them. We're going to support them. We're going to encourage them. And so how can you be a difference maker? For those of you who said, I do, how can you be a difference maker in the lives of those young families? And not just those young families, but all of our young families. I think we know that one great way, and it was really highlighted, and even though we didn't have sound with that video, that our children's ministry is absolutely amazing. Were there three of those parents that actually went through this ministry here of Sunlight growing up? Can you imagine the impact on their lives? I mean, it's kind of represented there, isn't it? That as they've gone into adulthood and have gotten married, that there's a foundation there. And that's a way we can partner. You want to be a difference maker in the lives of those children, you could serve in Sunlight. I can't think of an easier or better way. When I say easy, I don't mean it's it's always fun. But it is an act of service. And don't you want to serve those parents? Don't you want to serve those kids? The opportunity to build a foundation so as those parents grew up, and I don't know if their parents dedicated them or not, but I know that they were here and their children were in Sunlight and those girls grew up and they were served and they were ministered to. So yes, we can be a difference maker by praying for them. And yes, we can be difference makers by serving in Sunlight. And then there's one maybe harder step, and I don't have a lot of great advice on how to do this. But do you remember, for those of you who are older, what it's like to have three cute, beautiful little girls running around or a kid that's screaming and you're trying to get them quiet on stage? Wasn't that fun? Probably for us, not for the parents. Do you remember those stages in life? Could you extend a lifeline? Could you extend some help, a relationship? Because you could be a difference maker, not just in the lives of those kids, but the primary way to do that would be investing in those parents. Certainly as a church, we endeavor to do that, and so amazed at what happens in Sunlight and how those kids are directed each week. They learn something more about who God is and primarily how much is he loves them. They learn that God is their father. Isn't that amazing? And so as we minister together, those are primary ways that we can be difference makers. And I was thinking about what it signifies of just the idea of all of our children, the desire we have for them to grow up to know Christ. And to have a deep and vital relationship with him that they'll take with them forever. And so there's no manual, they say, on how to raise kids. But what about the Bible? Now, are there instructions in there? There are. I want to just read. Just listen and see if you don't get a sense of this. Psalms 127:3 says this, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. They are a gift. They are a gift. And I say that at the start because that is something that we all understand. But those who are unable to have children, what a painful thing for them that they feel like that gift is withheld. And so I want to acknowledge that. It's a little bit like when we celebrate Mother's Day, and if you don't have your mother anymore, like Karen, that Mother's Day isn't just a celebration. There's a little bit of sadness. There's mourning that still takes place. And so I recognize when we talk about these things that it's very joyful for some and difficult for others. And then Psalms 103:13 says this, "The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him." You know, in the Old Testament it says the Lord is like a father. But in the New Testament, what does he actually say? That he is our father. Let me ask you this question. If you were able to go back and tell your parents what they did wrong, what would you tell them? If you were to be able to speak to your parents, and maybe some of you still can. There's a couple guys over here that could be telling their parents what they're doing wrong. I mean, what would you do differently? That's for everybody. Everyone has a parent, whether that is a father or just a mother. We all have a parent, someone who's raising us or raised us. And in saying that, I want you to think just for a minute about what you would say to your parents. Every one of us can think about what would you tell them they should have done differently. I know when I was younger and not as wise and mature as I am now, that's supposed to be kind of funny, my dad would say to me, why do you do that? Why are you doing that? And it's kind of a take off of the old adage, the apple doesn't very far from the tree, right? But I ad-libbed a little bit onto that. I'm like, Dad, if I'd had good parenting, I probably wouldn't be doing this. See how that works? That's fun. And then as I have gotten older, what would I say to my parents? I'd just say, man, you did an amazing job. What else could I say? Like, but what would you say to your parents? I actually spent a lot of time this past few weeks asking people, what would you tell yourself, your younger self, about how you would parent differently? And for some people, that's just like 5 years going back, and they're like, I couldn't go back and do it again. I'm too tired. But let's just say you could go back. And for some of us, it's longer, and for some of you, it's a really long time ago, to think about what you would say to yourself about raising your kids. What would you change? What would you do differently? I know when I reflect on that question, I came up with a lot of things myself. But I know this, when we talk about how we parent, how we raise our kids, it is a really good way to offend people, and if not offend, at least irritate them. That is not my intention at all. So I'm going to share with you what others told me. So if you want their names, I'll give them to you later so you can be irritated at them and send them emails. But the point isn't to irritate you or offend you. It's just to get to hear from people that are now at a different stage. And I didn't ask them what they would tell you. Parents with younger kids, maybe even in high school, what you would say. What would they do differently themselves? So here's some of the things. Enjoy them. Enjoy the moment. Don't sweat the small stuff. Any of you do that? Things that seem really important in the moment. Now, people looking back are like, what was I even thinking? It's precious. I've heard this said, and others have said, that the days are long, but the years go quickly. The days go long, but the years go quickly. Use wisdom. Pray every day. Enjoy, relish those small moments. And then I wrote down rest. Somebody said rest. I think they've forgotten more than they know. I don't see how that fits, but that's what they said. Recognize that it is a gift from God. Recognize the responsibility that it is a privilege. Patience. Patience came up so much. Joy. Don't project. This person was describing projecting their needs and wants that they had as a child onto their children. And so they're going to parent differently than mom and dad, their parents. So they're going to do it different than them. And so they make these adjustments in the hopes for a better outcome, but they're projecting. They're actually using their children in some way. Actually using their children to get something that they still have a deficiency in, or maybe an experience that they wish they could have had. But that fits with each child as an individual. Every child is an individual. And you'd think we'd know that. I know for me, and this is would be a bad example, I just thought, well, I'm the dad, and this is how I parent. That makes sense to you, doesn't it? Well, it shouldn't. It did to me. I thought, well, this is just how I parent. I kind of parent all of them the same. Isn't that equity, equality? I don't know which word to use anymore, right? It's like, I don't know what it is, but I just treated them the same. I'm telling you, moms and dads don't. They're different. Hey, here's a shocker. They're little people. They're little people. You know, I was watching a reel the other day. These short little videos that people make, and they'd ask a question I thought was a good question. If you had to ask one of your children to commit a crime for you, which child would it be? And why is it always the second child? Like, that was the conclusion. It's like, yeah, I think that's right. I'm like, that's us. Man, I could have wrote a book after we had Cameron. And then we had Franny. Oh my word. That kid needed Jesus bad. I mean, bad. So if it's a second child, right, and even generation, we can look at those things and we can think about that, but our kids are different, and to actually be able to, as a grown person, an adult, a parent, be able to adjust how we care, how we express our love, how we show our love, how we show our care. Their needs of their little hearts are different. And it is actually the responsibility for us to be a difference maker by actually relating to them individually. And for me, that's like, I didn't know that, and I wish I had. I would tell my younger self, it's not okay for you just to be the same with everybody, because they're not the same. And that onus is on you. It's very hard to give advice to other people, particularly in an area so personal to us. But those general themes, like don't sweat the small things, enjoy the moments. They will be gone quickly. Almost everybody said how quickly it went. And nobody says that when they're doing it. So there's some advice to enjoy it. Enjoy that journey. It won't be the same. It won't be like this for very long at all. Somebody mentioned that they put their career above their family and their kids. And if they could tell their younger self, don't do it. It's not worth it. And what else would be more important? You think about our responsibilities that we have as parents. What would be more important than raising our kids to know and love Jesus? Anything? You know, the scripture gives us another indication. It's in Proverbs 22:6. This is in the NLT. It says this, direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. What path are you directing your kids onto? What are your priorities? Scripture tells us to direct our children onto the right path. I like the King James Version. It says this, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. Now, that's a promise. And I've clung to that promise before. Having adult children can be very, very difficult. Painful. So I've clung to those verses that remind me of that foundation. And then I actually take a look at the foundation I laid. And I have some regrets. Because I see in our kids a reflection of who Karen and I are and our values, the things that we put as priorities, the things that are values. We did pass that on. And we did our best to raise them to know and love Jesus. And they're kind of like me, a little bit up, a little bit down, a little bit up, a little bit down. But there's a promise here. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I wish it gave more clarity of what does old mean. Because that might be older than I was hoping for, wanting. But the difference that you can make in your children's lives. We want to be a part of that as a church body. And I know it feels big. And you probably don't know these couples. Get to know them. And not just these couple, there's young families that are in that season of life where they are just running and it's chaos. It's difficult. And to be a friend or a mentor to the dad or to the mom. You know, Karen and I raised our kids in the jungle. And it made me so jealous of people that got to raise their kids around their family. Because often for an inconvenience as large as children are, you have to ask family. That's the only people you can ask, right? Well, there's a lot of us that didn't grow up here, and our families aren't here. You could be that person for them that they can call whenever they need to watch the kids, to go get something, to have an adult conversation, to be a mentor, to be in a relationship in a way that you can actually then say to that person, man, this is what I did wrong. This is what I wish I'd have done differently. We're gonna have the worship team come out, and we're gonna end our time worshiping and being a reminder that in our relationships and the trust and all the responsibility that we feel as parents, God is ultimately the real father. And he's doing a work. And he's the difference maker. And we are asking ourselves, how can we just be a part of what he's wanting to do in the lives of these young families? So be praying. Be willing to serve. Be willing to connect. As we watched that video, didn't you hear almost a plea for that? They want to raise their kids, and they know how important relationships and community are. Are you willing? What a great way to serve these young families and thinking about all that goes on in their lives, all the distractions. Think of the pressure of a world and a culture that is anything but family friendly. I just pray that this church as a group of people that love Jesus would model that and that this church would be a haven for all of us, regardless of where we're at in our life stages, that this would be a place where we can come and rest. That word that didn't seem to fit. Rest in who God is. Rest in our relationship and the confidence that we have in Him. Rest in the fact that we are all broken, that we're all needy. We'd rest in Him. My prayer for us is that as a church, we'd be a haven. And my prayer for these families would be that that is what their home would be. No matter what happens outside of the doors of that home, when those kids come home, when it's mom and dad, or maybe just mom, or maybe just dad, it's a haven. It's not a place where there's more fighting and stress and anxiety. It truly be a place of rest. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful we can call you Father. Lord, we're grateful to be a part of a church that cares so much about each other and children. Lord, I pray that you would inspire each one of us to find ways to support these young families, that their homes would be a haven, a place of rest, a place where you are working through their parents to teach and to train and to love and accept their precious children, Lord. Lord, I pray that we would be, as a church, a place of a haven for broken people, sinners, that have found grace, have found forgiveness in you. That this would be a place where we come together, where we can be loved and accepted, and we can see you being lived out in the lives of those that we're around. Lord, I pray this would be a church, a body, a group of people that welcomes everyone. This would be a place where we can grow ourselves, that we can hear from your word and have your spirit speak to us, to grow us, to transform us, to give us wisdom beyond ourselves. And that we would ask that from you, and we know that you'll give that to us. You tell us that. So, Lord, I thank you for everyone's here, for those who couldn't be here. And we just say that we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a great week. Happy 4th of July.